The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. How's everybody doing? Lots of wonderful things to do here now that we're in the fall. I love this time of year. This is apple butter time. This is the time when our family loves to eat apple butter. You ever had it? Wow, it's so good. Apples, cinnamon, sugar. You can buy lots and lots of different places around this time of year. Check it out. Pick up some fresh apples at your local market and enjoy the quality and the quantity of great apples that we have in this area right now. Did you hear about this double agent? Yeah, this is an agent with Keller Williams, sadly, a broker. He was charged in a string of celebrity burglaries out in California. Apparently, he stole about $500,000 from a variety of stars, including Usher, who's a songwriter, a guy named Adam Lambert, Jason Yoselli, and Dorrit and Paul Kemsley, who I don't know some of these people. But here's what happened. He's a Beverly Hills resident. He was arrested for his role in a string of burglaries of celebrity homes. With 50 counts related to the alleged burglary spree, he ended up taking $500,000 in stolen luxury merchandise between 2016 and 2018. Now, I have never known a real estate agent to do this. I don't know quite how he was able to accomplish this for as long as he did without being caught. But apparently, they targeted celebrities from their social media posts using the information to determine when the person is away. I got to take my hat off to my wife on this one, because when we have gone on trips with our family, she doesn't like posting when we're out of town what we're doing, because then that puts it out there that we're not at home for this very reason. So here is this guy named Mauricio Umansky and his wife Kyle Richards. He is a CEO. The thieves stole $1 million worth of goods from their home in 2017 while they were on vacation in Aspen, Colorado. In the most recent case, this guy Ackerman, who was the thief, was arrested in connection with the burglaries of last year. He pled not guilty, but he allegedly posed as a broker himself when he attended open houses to case homes or steal luxury items. He would sell the stolen items, and then Yoselli, who is this other actual broker from Keller, he would use that money to pay off charges to his credit card. So sad. But look, this is the reality for all of us. We all have hangups. We all have hurts. We all have habits. We have tendencies. This guy had a tendency to overspend on his credit card to get the things that he wanted in the moment. And then in order to feed his lifestyle, he stole from other people to accomplish that. That's serious. That's a serious violation of all kinds of ethical codes within the National Association of Realtors, California Association of Realtors, and obviously the law in general. So he deserves to go away for the things that he's done, and the many counts will probably put him away for many years. It's unfortunate I have to bring this up, but I do think it does create a question about the use of social media in our own personal lives. Because remember, as you post online about where you are, if you're not home and there's nobody at home to keep an eye on things, you are putting information out there for the general public, especially when you're a large public figure and you post things publicly rather than to your friends. You want to be careful. You could endanger not just the things in your home, but also other people who live in the home, including pets. Think about it. Let me pose one more consideration, which is open houses. You have heard me say for millennia at this point that I don't really care for open houses, that they only sell 1% of homes. That is a true statistic according to the National Association of Realtors, according to my own experience. I've sold 140 homes this year. We've had open houses, so I'm not opposed to them completely, but I just want to set the stage for the value, which is 1% of homes sell that way. They are instead better as a producer of opportunities for me with your neighbors who come in that I get to meet and potentially pick up buyers for future purchases. That said, if a home is vacant, there's nothing to be stolen, right? And that said, if we have people guarding multiple floors, the likelihood of something being taken is remote. So be aware that when a house is open, you are inviting complete strangers to come in, that we cannot determine whether or not they're qualified before they walk in the door to an open house. It's not like saying, I'm only going to allow people who've gone through the pre-qualification to purchase a home to come into my house, because there is a Civil Rights Act out there, the Civil Rights Act of 1968, the Civil Rights Act of 1866, all addenda for the last 20 to 30 years. All of these pose serious restrictions on how we qualify people coming into open houses. Anybody could come into an open house. I really can't stop somebody. I can't look at somebody and say that person looks like he could afford it or that person doesn't, because I'm committing prejudice based upon appearance, and that's against the law. So if you're going to invite people into your home, be careful. Make sure the open houses run well. If you're going to post on social media that you're out of town, be aware that you shouldn't do that probably if nobody's going to be at home because of thievery. Period. End of story. Hey, if you're thinking of moving into D.C., let me give you a few reasons why you should consider it and also a little bit of caution. So first, it's really easy to get around on 2 feet, more so than in many other cities. We've got a phenomenal set of metros throughout Washington, D.C. We've got a river right in the middle of it, so there's beautiful areas for walking and enjoying Theodore Roosevelt Island. Parks are easily accessible, in other words. If you're a sports fan, D.C.'s got something for everybody, from the Wizards to D.C. United at the new Audi Field in Southwest D.C. to obviously the Washington Nationals and the Redskins, who currently play in Landover. A couple of cautions. Housing costs are steep, whether you're buying or you're renting. I've covered this in the past. One-bedroom apartments can easily exceed a couple $1,000s a month, especially when they're near public transit. Amazon's new Virginia campus is likely to draw new residents who need homes. I think that means prices are probably going to continue to rise, especially in that quarter. There are more ways than ever to get around the city, but traffic is a bit of a nightmare in the D.C. area. Public transit has gaps. One of the big pushes recently has been the use of Ubers and Lyfts and so on, as well as the mopeds and these new scooters that you see. Plus, I saw the other day, pretty remarkable, looked like a skateboard with electricity. The guy was just standing, and the board just moved him across the sidewalk over the white lines. He didn't even have to get off and push. Pretty cool. I wonder how long those will go for. Also, D.C.'s museum life is unbelievable. I love the museums. If you haven't been to the new Natural History Museum dinosaur exhibit, I highly recommend you get in there. That just opened 3-4 months ago after a 3-year renovation. Universities, embassies will attract people from all over the United States. You can learn languages of every culture just by simply talking to people, strangers, and it's pretty incredible. D.C. doesn't have a vote in Congress because it's the District of Columbia. It's not its own state. Whether you agree or disagree, it doesn't give the city the ability to voice its own opinion on the national federal stage the way that any state in the union does. Although we don't really handle snow the best way, it's not bad. If we've got 2 feet of snow that fall overnight, we're kind of shut down, right, for 4 or 5 days. Maybe like Buffalo, that wouldn't be the case. Everything would open the next day. But we don't get that many of those kinds of storms that having that many trucks at will and always ready for the once-off every, 3 or 4 or 5 years is probably – we all can kind of live with that, I think. Having grown up here my whole life, that's about what I would expect in terms of major snowstorms. Plus, if you've never been to Great Falls, which separates Virginia and Maryland, what a great spot that is. You park on the Maryland side if you want to walk onto Olmsted Island, which takes you right into the middle of the river, or you can go on the Virginia side and look out across into the Maryland side. Plus, there's some just amazing houses of worship, stunning places, National Zoo, music and performing arts scene is bustling. D.C. is considered now, as I understand it, maybe the third most successful city when it comes to theater. Being an acting major in college, I've always wanted to go back and do some acting, and maybe I'll do that. Certainly have plenty of opportunities here in the D.C. region. We'll see if an opportunity lines up for me at some point in the future. So much to do. Great spot to live in. If you've considered D.C. Or Maryland or Virginia and you're just listening, these are some considerations. If you think you might want to sell, let me invite you to contact us. This is the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster, my 32nd year in the business. Sold over 3,200 homes and over $1 billion in overall sales. The key for you as a potential buyer slash seller is to find the best agents to give you representation, whether it's buying or selling. And we always recommend that you interview at least a couple brokers before you hire one. We just ask that we're one of those that you talk to. Best way to reach us, toll free, 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. And probably Grace will pick up the phone and talk with you about your interest, or just leave a message if she's not in when you call. And you can also go to our website at ericstewartgroup.com. We have a fantastic set of blogs. We're consistently writing, giving great information. You can sign up to receive a subscription there or download our market ready guide, our buyer ready guide, and so on. Again, that's at ericstewartgroup.com. Wow, we got to get Stuart in here. Stuart Rosenthal, good to see you this morning.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here.
Hey, the Beacon newspaper is not just a newspaper. It's also got an expo.
That's right.
Tell us.
This is our 20th annual expo taking place next week on Sunday, September 22nd in Northern Virginia at the Springfield Town Center.
Yes.
And of course, 2 weeks later, we do the Maryland version in downtown Silver Spring. But
right.
At both events, we have similar things, which is loads of exhibitors. We have nonprofit agencies, government agencies, and lots of businesses of all sorts with information for older adults and their families.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great speaker. We have Dr. Matthew Mintz, who's actually the cover story of the September issue. Doctor talking about what we need to know about medical cannabis and CBD oil.
Hmm.
Very topical issue that people are concerned about. We have all kinds of vaccines being provided by Giant. Not only the flu vaccine, which we always have, but also pneumonia vaccine, tetanus, and Shingrix, the sort of hard to come by shingles vaccine that's so important for older adults to get if they've had chickenpox in the past. We also will have a shredder truck, courtesy of AARP, so bring your things to be shredded. And we're going to have a Medicare 101 program as well in Northern Virginia. So there's lots going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's free from noon to 4, Springfield Town Center, next Sunday, the 22nd.
Get your free copy to over 1,500 locations or look at it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, that wraps it for Pointing You Home. Senior Solutions comes up next right here on The Eric Stewart Show. We'll be right back.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. This is the Senior Solutions section, and we appreciate you being on the show today. Sheila Walker from Ingleside King Farm in Rockville, Maryland, right in the heart of King Farm, joins me today, and we're so glad you can make it today.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Glad to be here.
My pleasure. And Ingleside, as our listeners have heard me talk about Ingleside, we had 2 weeks ago Kristen Shanks from Ingleside Rock Creek on, which is doing a similar expansion to what you all are doing in Rockville. And both of these are dynamic expansions of your mission, your vision, including all kinds of new features and benefits. It is the proverbial cruise ship on land.
Absolutely.
At your locations. So, Sheila, just tell us a little bit about what are you building?
So we are building state-of-the-art independent living residences at Ingleside at King Farm. We're building Gardenside, which is our expansion, which is offering 120 brand-new independent living apartments, ranging anywhere from one bedroom up to three bedroom, three bath, over 2,300 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
We also just recently opened our brand-new Center for Healthy Living, which offers state-of-the-art amenities to our residents and depositors, and a brand new memory support assisted living residence as well.
Tell us about that brand new memory support assisted living.
So our new memory support assisted living neighborhood opened in June, and we have 32 residences available. Our new memory support assisted living is for residents who are living with early stages of Alzheimer's and other related dementias. So we're excited to open up a brand new approach to folks living with Alzheimer's.
Sheila, when you say brand new, that catches my attention. What does that mean? Define that for me.
That means that we are unique in that our well-being philosophy is focused on the person's well-being and who they are. Because they are living with Alzheimer's or any other dementia, it doesn't mean that they are no longer there. That person is still there. And our well-being model allows us the opportunity to provide person-directed living as well as getting to know them so they can thrive in our community.
I love it. So it's not putting the square peg into the round hole.
Absolutely.
It's tailoring the hole to the square peg.
Absolutely.
Let's adjust to where they are person-driven. I like that.
Absolutely.
Good. go on with what you were saying about.
So we're opening. We opened in June. We have 32 suites in our member support assisted living, and we're excited to offer tours to people immediately and schedule move-ins.
Fantastic. Now, IKFMD.org is the website. If you're listening and you think, I got to go to Mass or whatever it is that you're on your way to, IKFMD.org if you want information. And they still have two or three one-bedroom apartments available in this brand new gorgeous garden-side building.
That's exactly right.
So that's unbelievable, by the way. And that's just a treat that you're bringing that to the table here and we're able to talk about it. If you've thought about moving and you think, it's time, but I really don't know where to go, check this out, IKFMD.org, and check out Gardenside specifically. If they want to talk to you, maybe do a tour, how would they reach you?
They would reach me directly at 240-499-9036.
One more time.
240-399-9036.
240-499-9036. 9036. Okay. And that's IKFMD.org. All right. You've got Gardenside, which is this gorgeous, sumptuous development. Easy access to the metro right there at King Farm.
Restaurants within walking
distance. So it's not an age-exclusive opportunity. It's within the greater community of King Farm. And shoot, you know, for all the guys out there who love to work on their houses, you know, you can get to the Home Depot in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
As well. So, and they're, you know, really a wonderful spot there in King Farm. If they wanted to come to an event, do you have anything specific coming up that you'd like to promote here on the show, maybe invite people to attend?
Yes, absolutely. We have an informational presentation coming up on September 18th. It starts at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Folks can reach out to us at 240-499-9036 to RSVP. It is an overview of Ingleside and our continuing care retirement community.
Okay, so that's this week on the 18th. At what time was that?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. And again, that number is 240-499-9036, or go to ikfmd.org for more information. It's always struck me how Ingleside, you know, just even the whole tailoring approach that you have, it is really kind of the personality of the whole community is, let's meet people where they are. Let's get to know who they are. And you make the community really special because of that.
Thank you. Thank you. That is our goal.
Well, you all succeed. So anything else about Ingleside you'd like to share with us today?
One of the things I'd like to share is in our memory support neighborhood, Eric, I'd like to offer to anyone listening a respite care program. So that allows you the opportunity to come in and experience our community for a certain time frame.
All right. Not everybody's going to understand what respite care is. Do you mind?
Not at all. Respite care is when you sign up to move into a community for a certain amount of time. We're doing this because it will allow our residents moving in to experience the community and the families to feel comfortable with the care that they're receiving.
So why would somebody come in for respite care? Just as a trial?
Yes.
Okay.
Just as a trial. As a trial, but also to experience and reconfirm that this is the right community for them.
Wow. So that's a choice that someone has before they've decided they're going to move in permanently.
Yes.
How does that look? Like, give us an example of anybody who's done this before.
Examples of who've done this before would be someone who... where the family member is not quite sure if moving into a community is going to be the right thing for them. You know, they're a little nervous behind it. The resident is a little reluctant to make the move. Mm. But once the resident moves into the community, it allows them the opportunity to reconfirm that this is something that's the right choice for both the resident and the family. And in my experience, 100% of the time when people have moved in under this respite program, they end up staying permanently in the community.
Phenomenal. You know, that speaks to the relationship as well as the quality of the care, the food, the environment, right? But the relationship, ultimately, we move for relationships in life oftentimes.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's a big driver. And if you can test drive that relationship before you get married, so to speak, to the community, then you get a chance to really confirm that decision. What a great idea. You
that's
want to find
a good comparison, the test drive.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, if you'd like to reach out to Sheila Walker, who is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Ingleside King Farm, you can best reach her by her direct line, which is 240-499-9036. And remember, coming up this week on the 18th, there is an informational session about Ingleside. You can do a walk around. You can take a look and see this gorgeous new building from the outside at Gardenside, which we'll be delivering in a few months, and so much more. So go to IKFMD.org if you want to check it out online, or again, call Sheila 240-499-9036 for more information. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. There are so many really fine communities out there, and yet there are many that are just okay. If you're thinking about getting ready to make a move into a retirement community, I highly encourage you to get a copy of our CCRC guide. We'll give you good information on which communities are good and beneficial. If you're interested and would like a free copy, then give us a call. We'll get it out to you. That's 800-900-9104. Communities such as Ingleside are so well run and organized that they've established a reputation for themselves that has been for decades and decades, well-run organizations with great kudos, great relationships with those who live there. Definitely consider it and get in touch with Sheila if you'd like to take a tour. Well, that wraps it up for Pointing You Home. Thanks for joining me here. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home on 105.9 FM, WMAL.